You're listening to the audio production of Fatal Tide by Lise Wheel with Pete Nelson, published by Thomas Nelson and read by Devin O'Day.
Chapter 1, December 20, 8:45 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. "Where are we going?" the boy asked. A feeling, a premonition perhaps, told him something wasn't right, but he didn't know what it was. He wondered if he was being kidnapped. "Airport," the driver, George Gardner, said. The boy realized he'd made a mistake, telling them he'd remembered to grab his passport. He should have pretended he'd lost it. Then they couldn't fly him out of the country. "Don't you think we'd be safer at Mr. Gunderson's house?" Tommy Gunderson lived in a large stone house on 22 acres, surrounded by a stone wall, topped by a deer fence. He had security cameras, including high def, night vision, and infrared, triggered by motion detectors, and he had a small arsenal of weapons. The boy had shown up at Tommy's gate with a Bible in his hand, betting they'd let him in. He'd come to get information. "I'm afraid that's the first place the people who are trying to kill you will look," the man in the back seat said. His name was Julian Villanegre, and he was even older than the driver, probably over 80, the boy guessed. He was an art historian, and, like the boy, he was British. "You'll be safer if we can get you to a place where they won't think to look. And so far, we don't think they know you're with us." "That makes sense," the boy said. He had to think of a way to get them to turn the car around. They were still in East Salem, New York, 50 miles north of Manhattan and their destination, the International Terminal at JFK, where the men